President Obama still has years ahead in the White House, but the competition's already begun to host his presidential library. This week, a foundation was set up to raise money and to choose a site. An obvious choice would be Chicago, of course, where Mr. Obama has lived and taught and roots for the White Sox. But NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne reports it's not the only city in the running.
The newest presidential library opened just last year. It's a traditional red brick and limestone structure, the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas. And that feeling of tradition carried over to the dedication ceremony. Professor Richard Cox of the University of Pittsburgh has studied the history of U.S. presidential libraries. The very first was Franklin Delano Roosevelt's. Prior to FDR, Cox says, there was no formal mechanism for the preservation of presidential papers.
He had this idea of having his presidential records archives moved to his estate in Hyde Park in New York. One of the ideas being that he could have National Archives staff and others process and inventory the records that he could use for the writing of his memoirs and whatever else he was planning to do in his retirement.
Since then, every president has had a library. Most are in the state of birth or in a place they considered home. Each houses the presidential archive and papers, attracting scholars and tourists. Which brings us to President Obama. His political roots are pure Chicago. It's the First Lady's hometown, where his children were born. He based his presidential campaigns there. A longtime very close friend of the president, Chicago businessman Marty Nesbitt, is a director of the new Barack H. Obama Foundation, in charge of the library planning process. Conventional wisdom holds that Chicago is the heavy favorite. But Nesbitt stresses that the decision rests with the president.
We want to give every interested party a fair shot at it, and then each of these proposals will be evaluated on their merit. And so at this point, I don't think any city, site, location, state, institution has any advantage over another.
Don't tell Hawaii that Chicago has the inside track. The Aloha State is where President Obama was born, where he vacations, and a place he very much loves. They love him, too. Here's U.S. Senator Brian Schatz.
The state of Hawaii has set aside land in an area called Kaka'ako, which is downtown Honolulu, in between downtown and Waikiki. And it is beautiful waterfront property. And we think there couldn't be a more spectacular and appropriate location should the president wish to locate something in the state of Hawaii.
Another serious bid could come from Columbia University in New York City, where Obama was a student. A decision on a site will come early next year. Wherever it's located, each presidential library reflects its namesake. If the most recent edition, George W. Bush's, is more conservative in design, Bill Clinton's in Little Rock is a modernist glass structure. The 2004 Clinton Library dedication also veered far from tradition. In the midst of a rainstorm, U2's Bono and The Edge performed an impromptu Beatles tune for the four presidents sitting nearby under umbrellas.
When the rain comes, they warm and tie their head. We got four presidents out of bed. When the rain comes, when the rain comes.
Look for the Obama Presidential Library dedication ceremony sometime around the year 2020. Don Gagne, NPR News.